The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on show 876, the BMW i3 and VW e-Golf still in demand, despite people assuming they're on their way out. Plus on the podcast today, GM offers a first look at the Bolt EUV, the Renault E-Tech Captur and Megane plug-in hybrids, and why Europeans are moving at two speeds on EV adoption. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, the edition for what happened on Wednesday, 26th of August. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Well, thanks as always to MyEV.com. If you are listening in the US, then do check them out. Make sure you use MyEV as a resource, whether you're buying or selling or just researching. Maybe 2020 is the year you'll get your first EV. Or maybe you've already got one and you're moving up. Check out MyEV.com for a totally free marketplace that's connecting people across the country with plug-in cars. So let's kick off with this story about the GM and the Chevy Bolt EUV. Chevrolet has released a brief teaser clip showing the Bolt EUV in profile with an animated rendering of the evolution of the Bolt upon which it's based, says Autoblog. GM told us the EUV has an extra 3 inches on the wheelbase, and apparently that makes all the difference. With extra length going to the rear passengers and their legroom, it's also a little sleeker in its styling than the Bolt. GM has said in an official capacity that the Bolt EUV, not SUV, but EUV, will be the first Chevy with a partially automated hands-free driving system. Super Cruise is getting improvements as well, adding 70,000 more miles and new scenarios in which Super Cruise can operate and perform automatic lane changes. According to Chevrolet, both the next-gen Bolt and the Bolt EUV will go into production, but it won't happen for a year. It's going to be mid-2021 before the Bolt EUV arrives, and the speed at which the EV market is moving right now, whenever I see a picture or a video or a release of a car, I'm just wired these days to expect someone to say, oh, and it's going to be available soon. So when you hear, oh, and will start production, not when you get your car, but in a year's time, you think, goodness me. Well, good luck to everyone involved in that project, because things are moving at a rapid pace, as you well know, in EV world right now. So deferring something for a year. And I reckon they could make that Bolt EUV right now, but still, good luck in a year's time. Let's talk about a car that is here now and in the hands of customers and reviewers. Top Gear have a long-term Volvo on their test fleet, the XC40 Recharge. The T5, as you know, as I've said before on the podcast, the XC40 Recharge can mean many things. It can either mean, well, the full electric car. The XC40 Recharge can mean the plug-in hybrid. Yeah, I just think they need to sort the naming out of that a little bit, not calling them both XC40 Recharge. But this is the plug-in hybrid, the T5 that Top Gear have got, and they say with a 3-cylinder petrol engine and an 80 brake horsepower e-motor combining to drive the front wheels, they're loving it. We'll delve more into the powertrain in coming months, they say, but on first impressions, it's so slick and unobtrusive that you largely forget there's a load of complicated stuff going on under the bonnet. Top Gear say that first impressions, the XC40 feels vastly solid and robust on the move, trading impish handling for the sense it could absorb a medium-sized missile strike. With nary a shudder. The optional 20-inch wheels, they're not too keen on. The ride can get a little bit clunky on bad British roads, which is to say, all of the roads, really. So be tempted, if you're going to consider this car, to go for the smaller alloy wheels, maybe the standards, and embrace the squidge, because it'll give you a nicer ride. Well, Renault, you choose, has launched the Captur E-Tech plug-in hybrid and the Megane E-Tech plug-in hybrid in the UK. Both plug-in hybrids, both now available to order, both make me very happy. When I bought my new Zoe last year, I was talking to the dealer, top chap, as many people who know us mutually will also agree with that. And I was saying to him, I love the Zoe. And the thing that concerns me about the Renault lineup is I'm looking at the pipeline of electrification and I don't see enough. And he smiled and said, trust me, they're coming. And he knew about all of this stuff. He just couldn't tell me, probably. Well, now two new plug-in hybrids. I'm delighted because Renault have a lot of electric tech and I'm a fan of the brand. And I own two of them now, two electric cars from them. But they just need to do more, if that makes sense. Like, it's good. Now do more, and they are. So the Captur E-Tech plug-in hybrid and the Megane E-Tech plug-in hybrid, both popular cars, by the way, are now getting plug sockets. 9.8 kilowatt-hour battery on these. Pretty slow onboard charger, like all plug-in hybrids, the bane of my life. 3.6 kilowatts. I guess you could argue why spend the money. Oh, I'd love to see plug-in hybrids with faster charging, though. Stick 7, 11, 22 kilowatt AC charging on. I mean, heck, put a CCS combo plug on and make them DC fast charge. I know they've got small batteries, but, you know, a 3.6 onboard charger is, I guess, probably fine for the use it'll get and the size of the battery. 30 miles, speaking of the battery, 30 miles of charge on both models, says Next Green Car. The Captur E-Tech plug-in is £30,000. First delivery is October. The Megane E-Tech plug-in hybrid is about the same price, but just over £30,000. First deliveries a month later. Both can be ordered now, but both will be in your driveway well before the end of the year if you want to get one of those. Right, moving on. Electric car sales are surging in Europe, but not everywhere. Only in the richer countries, recent analyses have shown the coronavirus pandemic slowed down the sales of combustion cars, but it hasn't had the effect on electric cars, according to a Politico report picked up by Green Car Reports today. While European EV sales are robust, the surge is limited to richer countries. In the first 3 months of the year, 98% of European EV sales were in the 14 richest countries, plus non-members United Kingdom and Norway, according to Politico. Strong electric car sales are nothing new in Norway, thanks to aggressive government incentives and the receptive populace. 26 of the 27 EU member nations have some form of EV incentive program in place, so pretty much every EU member nation has an EV incentive in place. Some of the richer ones, France and Germany, have made EVs a centrepiece of their post-COVID stimulus programs. Not every country has such a program, though, and richer countries are more likely to have money to invest in things like charging infrastructure and consumers looking to buy new cars and updating the car fleet. It's definitely a tale of two different types of buyer in Europe. I'll pop a link to Green Car Reports in the show notes if you'd like to read more. And staying with Europe, sales of European passenger electric vehicles in the first half of 2020 exceeded those in China for the first time in 5 years. According to a report from Bloomberg, around 380,000 EVs were sold in the 16 main European markets in the first half of this year, according to City AM. Meanwhile, in China, which is widely considered the world's biggest market for EVs, or NEVs, as they call them, their new energy vehicles, sales dropped 44% to around 330,000 models. A change of incentives there, plus COVID hit them hard, though they came out of it very quickly as well, though. The combination of new subsidy schemes for the EVs and a rollout of new models responsible for the increase in European sales, and that's in spite of COVID. I'll pop a link to City AM in the show notes if you'd like to read more. So BMW is expanding their i3 production, and VW continue to love the e-Golf. I've seen over the last few months, maybe the last year, I've seen articles generally saying, oh, well, you know, the i3 is being wound down and the e-Golf is now gone in favour of the ID3. Yep, neither are true. A reminder that in Germany, the increased purchase premium is boosting demand for EVs, and BMW and VW on the receiving end of that increased demand. BMW are increasing production of the i3, and VW's e-Golf will continue to be built at least until Christmas. Contrary to those plans that we were told about last year, says Electrive, BMW cancelling a summer break in the i3 production and the full battery electric version of the vehicle now in full production. 600 additional units being built, besides BMW extending shifts and shortening brakes in an ongoing operation to increase the number of vehicles every day up to 130. VW aren't making as many of the e-Golf. They're making 74 e-Golfs a day, but they're going to up that to 80. The deadline, again, for Christmas on that does look like it's going to be definite, because the factory where they're made is going to do some work in January, and that will be retrofitted to make more of the ID cars. That's a three-week shutdown they'll do in January. So it does look like by the end of the year, probably will be the end of the VW e-Golf, the car that buyers just keep buying. End of the year, definitely, probably, maybe. All right, let's talk about Delaware Transit Agency powering their EV buses with solar. The Delaware Transit Corporation, the DTC, which operates the regional transit DART, recently got $2.5 million Federal Transit Administration money to use to install solar on their facilities in Dover, says Smart Cities Dive. Well, the solar energy produced on their building will assist with powering the operations facility and their electric buses in Kent County. 14 electric buses operate through the state, 2 more expected to be added this year, and 4 more next year, which is good, but still, all buses should be electric in some of these places. So to add 2 here and 4 there and 8 somewhere else, it's good. We like reporting positive news on the podcast, and there are places that are doing it way better. So come on, electric buses, we need more of them. Okay, moving on. Tesla is hiring, and hiring big, and if you have ambitions to work for Tesla, well, now would be a good time to apply. The company is on a hiring spree that could boost the number of employees to 65,000. Last I heard, it was like about 40,000. I don't keep track of the finest Tesla details as much as some others do, but that's an incredible jump. About 35% increase on the headcount of the last time I saw it in 2019. Well, according to Clean Technica, Tesla has job openings on their careers page that cover a vast range of fields and locations. California, Texas for construction, vehicle technicians in China. And also the hiring spree in China continues as Tesla preps for the Model Y production at the Shanghai Gigafactory. Okay, finally, the 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E. We thought it was sold out. It's not. They found some more down the back of the sofa. Turns out the 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E edition is not sold out. As we were led to believe, Ford decided to reopen the books for the limited edition first year model, but not doing it in normal fashion, says Autoblog. You can, if you want to be a customer of the Mach-E first edition, you can normally place your reservation online on Ford's website. But now, Ford are selling them through social media platforms. You can reserve one, for instance, on Uncrate. Now, Uncrate is a website that bills itself as the leading buyer's guide for men. Ford never actually told Autoblog how many first edition Mach-E's they were going to make originally. So when they asked again, Ford once again said they're not confirming any numbers. That being the case, we're totally clueless as to how many Mach-E first editions are even available on Uncrate. The site says limited numbers. I'll pop a link to Autoblog in the show notes if you want to read more. And that's your show for Wednesday. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Get in contact. Leave a comment below if you're listening to the audio on YouTube. Go on, do it. And tell me what you think of the stories today. And email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. Somehow, I've made 875 previous shows. And for some reason, they're all online in the archive. The blog is evnewsdaily.com. You can subscribe to the podcast to get the new ones first and free and automatically. Thank you very much to my premium partners of the podcast, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, and also Derek Riley. Check out his EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Just pop in EV Review Ireland, you'll find him, and he's reviewing the cars that you might want to buy. Have a wonderful day. I will catch you tomorrow for Thursday's edition. Do remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.